Chapter 5. Stop That Train. One morning after breakfast, Roberta said, "Do you remember the cherry trees near the railway tunnel? We saw their pretty white blossom in the spring."
"I remember," said Phyllis.
"Well, it's cherry time now," Roberta replied. "Shall we go and pick some?"
"That's a good idea," said Peter. "I love cherries."
So Mother made them a picnic. "Don't eat all the cherries," she said. "Bring some back in the picnic basket. We can have them for tea." The three children set off towards the railway line. It was a lovely warm day, and the track glittered in the sunlight. There were lots of trees near the mouth of the tunnel. As well as the cherry trees, there were birches and oaks and beeches. They grew among the grey stones on the bank, which ran down to the railway line. There were some rough wooden steps leading down to the mouth of the tunnel, and the children could see ripe red cherries on the cherry trees.
"Let's go down the bank," said Peter. "We can reach the cherries from the steps. Look, there's a little gate at the top."
But just as they were about to open the gate, Roberta held up a finger.
"Shh," she said. "I can hear a strange sound."
They all listened.
"You're right. There is a rustling, whispering sound," said Phyllis.
Soon it was a loud, rumbling sound. Then Peter cried out,
"Look! Look at that tree! It's moving!"
"So are the others," exclaimed Roberta. "They look as if they're walking down the bank, but that's impossible."
"It's magic," whispered Phyllis.
"But it's frightening. Roberta, let's go home."
But no one moved. The three children watched, wide-eyed, as the trees slowly slid down towards the railway line. Then some stones and earth came loose and rattled down onto the track. They were followed by some large rocks. Then suddenly trees, stones, rocks, earth, grass, bushes, everything tumbled down the slope and fell onto the railway line with a great crash. The children were standing in a cloud of dust.
"It's a landslide," explained Roberta. "It will take a long time to clear up."
"It's right across the track," said Phyllis.
"Yes," said Peter slowly. "And there's a bend in the track. When the 11:29 comes, the driver won't be able to see it. There will be a terrible accident."
"We must go and tell the station master," said Roberta.
She started to run towards the station. Peter looked at his watch.
"There's no time for that," he said. "It's 11 o'clock already."
His face was white with fear.
"If we are going to save the people on the train, we will have to think of something fast."
"But what can we do?"
asked Phyllis.
"We need some red flags to wave. Then we could send a signal to the driver," said Peter.
"But we haven't got any red flags," sighed Roberta.
"Let's just wave our hands," suggested Phyllis.
"No," said Peter. "We always wave at the trains. The driver will not know it's an emergency."
"Let's go down the bank," said Roberta.
The children scrambled down the steps.
"I'm so hot," grumbled Phyllis. "I wish I wasn't wearing a thick petticoat."
"Petticoats?" interrupted Roberta. "We're both wearing bright red petticoats under our dresses. They would make very good flags.
Hurry up, Phyllis. Let's take them off.
So the girls quickly took off their petticoats. They put them under their arms and followed Peter past the landslide and round the bend in the track.
Now, said Peter as he held up a petticoat. You're not going to tear them, are you?
Asked Phyllis, shocked.
What will Mother say? We don't have enough money for new ones. Phyllis! Cried Roberta. I don't mind if he tears them into tiny pieces. If we don't stop the train, there will be a terrible accident. People may be killed.
Peter tore each petticoat into three pieces.
We've got 7 minutes, he said, looking at his watch. Let's find some sticks, quickly.
Peter cut 6 long sticks from a tree with his penknife and pulled off the leaves. Then he cut holes in the pieces of petticoat and pushed the sticks through the holes.
There, he exclaimed, 6 red flags. Take care near the track, said Roberta. It's a very dangerous place.
They stuck 2 of the flags in the earth next to the track.
You 2 can have 1 each, said Peter. I'll have the other 2 because it was my idea. But that's not fair, complained Phyllis. They were our... Stop it, Phyllis, Roberta said angrily. I don't care how many flags I have. I just want to stop that train.
The children held their flags and waited for the train. Soon they heard a rumble and a hiss and saw a puff of white smoke in the distance. The train was coming.
Wave your flags, both of you!
Shouted Peter. Phyllis leaned forwards to see the train and stepped onto the track.
Stand back, Phyllis!
Shouted Peter. He grabbed his sister's arm and pulled her back off the track. The children waved their flags at the fast approaching train. As the train thundered towards them, one of the flags beside the track fell over. Roberta grabbed it and stepped onto the track.
Roberta!
Shouted Peter.
Stand back!
But Roberta wasn't listening. Desperately, she waved her 2 flags.
Stop! Stop! Oh, please, stop!
She cried. No one heard her because the train was making so much noise. But just when she thought it was too late, the huge black engine slowed down, puffed out a cloud of smoke, and came to a stop just a few meters away from her. The driver and the fireman climbed down from the engine, and Peter and Phyllis ran to meet them. They couldn't wait to tell their story. But Roberta was lying, quite still, on the track. She was still holding her flags. The engine driver picked her up gently and carried her back to the train.
She's fainted, he said. She can lie down in this carriage while I take the train back to the station. Don't worry, she'll be all right.
Peter and Phyllis sat next to their sister as the train started to move backwards. Roberta's face was very pale, and her lips were almost blue. After a few minutes, she sighed and opened her eyes. Then she started to sob. Phyllis hugged her sister.
Don't cry, said Peter.
He put his arm round Roberta.
We did it. We stopped the train.
When the children reached the station, they found that news of their bravery had quickly spread. They were welcomed as heroes.
Well done,
said the station master. He shook each child's hand warmly.
You have saved many lives today. Phyllis and Peter enjoyed all the attention, but Roberta just wanted to go home. As the three children walked away from the station, they heard a huge cheer. Phyllis looked back over her shoulder.
"That's for us," she laughed. "They are all cheering us. The station master, the porter, the engine driver, the fireman, the guard, and all the passengers."
"I'm glad I had the idea about the flags," said Peter proudly.
"And I'm glad we wore our red petticoats," added Phyllis.
Roberta said nothing. She was thinking about that huge pile of trees and earth and rocks and the big black train speeding towards it. She was thinking about the terrible accident that almost happened.
"We saved them," cried Peter, still excited. "The three of us!"
Suddenly, Phyllis remembered something.
"We didn't pick any cherries, did we?"
she cried.
"And we forgot about the basket. What will Mother say?"